It's 27 past six. James Carlton, good morning.
Good morning, Fran. We'll take a look at the Sydney Morning Herald first up. OECD takes aim at Labor policies. Specifically, the OECD says the proposed mining tax is too low. They say the GST should be higher as well and extended to food, and the government's approach to national broadband, they say, conflicts with international studies. The West Australian has this story too, always looking towards the OECD for opinions on these things. They're focusing in WA on the issue so important to that state. Raise mining tax to stop inflation blowout. The Australian has it as well, focusing on the issue that's important for them editorially. OECD sees dangers in NBN haste. Slow down the broadband rollout, a warning on internet monopoly. We have the Financial Review. They're looking more at domestic matters. They say the first significant test of the minority Gillard government and its control of the hung parliament this week will be this week. The coalition will be pushing ahead with competition reforms. The Greens will introduce legislation to rein in bank fees and interest rate increases. A busy week ahead. The Melbourne Herald Sun, Margaret Utley, you'll remember, was charged with murdering her husband with a shotgun. She pleaded guilty to manslaughter, and yesterday she was released from jail after serving a two-year sentence. Her children's land holding in Western Melbourne has been rezoned with potential windfall gains, and hence we have the headline in the Melbourne Herald Sun, Killer Wife's $20 million Jackpot, Black Widow Stakes Claim on Property Fortune. The Melbourne Age, meanwhile, has Victorian election news, but it'll attract attention nationwide. Libs preference bombshell. The Liberals will direct preferences to Labor ahead of the Greens at the Victorian election in all electorates, virtually destroying the Greens' chances of winning any lower house seats, much less seizing the balance of power in a hung parliament, as some had forecast. The shock move almost guarantees Labor to retain the suite of inner-city Melbourne electorates that were anticipated to fall to the Greens. And the Brisbane Courier-Mail, pieces of fibro-asbestos were found in a roadside mulch area outside the Redcliffe High School. That was 2 years ago. Fran, today we have school cover-up, asbestos kept secret, high-level bureaucrats conspired to ensure no one found out.
Thanks very much, James. News coming up, and then as our parliamentarians return to Canberra for the final 2 weeks of the year, they'll also resume discussing and debating a bill to restore the rights of the territories to legislate on euthanasia. It's 6:30.